took a different road to get to the party, and it made the GPS mad. It kept saying, rerouting.
Rerouting is what happens when you realize you're going the wrong way and turn toward God. It's a brand new week here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in today. Have you ever been on a trip and then realized you were going the wrong way? I bet you turned around right away and started going in the other direction. But when you need to change direction spiritually, the Holy Spirit will tell you how to reroute. Here's what Isaiah 30:21 says. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Now let's listen to our story today. It's called Rerouting. 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 Landon heard his dad's GPS talking in a lady's voice. "What does rerouting mean?" he asked. "It means to change direction. We need to stop by the grocery store on the way to Aunt Cindy's party, so I went a different direction than the one my GPS recommended. Now the GPS is rerouting, figuring out a new way to get to the party." "Is it a bad thing?" The lady sounded mad. Dad chuckled. "She doesn't get mad, Landon. She's a machine. But to answer your question, rerouting isn't necessarily bad. It certainly wasn't in this case. We can't have a party without ice cream." "Let's get mint chocolate chip," yelled Landon's younger brother, Archer. "Good idea." A minute later, Dad spoke again. "Remember last summer when you two played ball in the house?" Landon wasn't sure he wanted to remember. He and Archer both nodded but didn't speak. Dad continued, "God tells us to obey our parents, and you two usually do. But that day, you and Archer went off course and did what you were told not to do." "Big mistake," admitted Landon. "It took 6 months of saving our allowance money before we had enough to buy a new lamp. Worse than that, Mom cried because the one we broke was her grandmother's." When we choose to go a different direction than the one God commands, it often doesn't end well. Instead of trusting God to help us obey Him and show His love to others, we follow our own selfish desires and people get hurt. Dad parked in front of the store and turned around to look at the boys. "I think the Holy Spirit did some rerouting for you both. Once you had made your wrong turn, the Holy Spirit guided you back in the right direction by showing you how your disobedience had been hurtful and prompting you to admit you were wrong and ask for forgiveness." Landon sighed. "It would have been a lot easier to do the right thing from the beginning." Then he grinned. "But we sure won't be throwing balls in the house anymore."
"No way," agreed Archer.
"Good," said Dad. "Now, let's go buy that mint chocolate chip ice cream and get back on the road." Well, how about you? Did you ever do anything that you knew was wrong? We all have. But when we trust Jesus as our Savior, He gives us the Holy Spirit to be our GPS. The Holy Spirit fills us with the love of Jesus and guides us in loving others. When we don't follow the Holy Spirit's prompting and instead do wrong, hurtful things, the Holy Spirit will help reroute us in the right direction. Our key verse is Isaiah 30:21.
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
And our key thought for today, let the Holy Spirit guide you. I want to encourage you to spend time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story, a poem, or maybe even a journal entry made by a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked at unlocked.org. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.